Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck it. Look around the edge.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in what makes romance work.
The rectum is a very, very fine mucous membrane. It tears very easily.
I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers.
But I am worried about doing damage to the rectum.
When I plan a date, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us.
I can't guarantee anything.
Music is the most important thing to set the mood for the night.
Some people like it when their partner pees on their face.
When I play a special song, it's very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly.
This is abuse.
A song can speak for me when I cannot put my feelings into words.
And then you have anal sex.
I listen to a solo and I think of it well.
You go to oral sex and you're putting feces in your mouth.
When it's dark, turn on the music. I light the candles. There is no timetable for us.
That's not what you normally do with a penis.
For the fantasy that we will make come true.
Because that's what this is. This is fantasy, folks.
I'm all wet down there.
Freaks, it's Tuesday, June 22nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, let your priest set the mood with a little hardcore porn. Plus, the elderly are sexting, ew, and shitting nails. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of the podcast. Got a great one for you. It just happens to be an extended episode, very special extended show, because Joey's going to be coming in. And we're going to be doing like 20 minutes of just bullshit, basically. So if you're not Sideshow member, sign up right now. More importantly, let's focus on the now. I've got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Oh, it's pissing me off. This story is going to kill me. You know, sometimes we read disgusting stories. Sometimes they're just bizarre. And then sometimes we read poorly written sex stories, as if these sex stories were written by high schoolers. And when I say high schoolers, I'm talking about children who attend public schools, so they don't know how to read and write. So it's a very poorly written story today. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Today's story is entitled A Day at the Farm by Jenna Likes Dick. We start off with an author's note. This is my first, so be nice. P.S. Anyone who wants a blowjob, add me, Jenna LaRue, on Facebook. All right. By the way, this supposedly is a true story. And if the grammar of this story is any indication, this story was written by a 13-year-old borderline retard. All right, here we go. I arrived, spelled wrong, at the farm around 11 at night. I love being at the farm. I unloaded my stuff and drove to the barn. I drove to the barn. I took my favorite horse for a ride, Winston. America's best-tasting, best-selling filtered horse.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
All right, it's another stupid episode of Distorted View. All right, here we go. He was a large, spelled wrong, male horse who I found beautiful, spelled wrong. I arrived at 12:30. I realized, spelled wrong, how dirty he was, and I told him I would wash him tomorrow. Obviously spelled wrong. I woke up the next morning. Well, that's a good start. All right, the sun shining in on my beautiful, spelled wrong, 18-year-old body. I was 5'8", 120 pounds, with a D-cup breast and a beautiful ass. Beautiful. I mean, anytime I say the word beautiful, it's spelled wrong, okay? I admired myself in the mirror. I went into my dresser. There's no O in dresser. And picked out a pair of Lululemon short shorts and a bikini top. My shorts were from 3 years ago and my ass cheeks. It's infuriating to me that this bitch can't spell cheeks. There's no A in cheeks. Cheeks. All right, my ass cheeks were showing. I also noticed I had a bit of a camel toe. Boys loved it when I wore these shorts. I then put on the bikini top. It was as well from 3 years ago, and it was very small. My boobs looked really big in them. Run on sentence. But boys at my school loved my body. When I was 12, I moved to Canada from California, so the guys loved my Californian tan. I started my way to the burn. It was down the road, and I had to walk past a farmer named Joe's property. As I walked by, Joe said something to me. Hey, come here. I did as I was told. Give me a blowjob, Jenna. I was shocked, but I said yes. Really? Not even a hello, how you doing? I walked into his house. He led me to the bedroom. I got on my knees and he pulled out his cock. Holy shit, I said. His dick was 10 inches long. The biggest dick I had sucked on was 8. I shoved the dick in my mouth. I'm hoping she meant mouth. Well, actually, mouse works too. I said as I began to deep throat. After 5 minutes, he said he was about to come. I noted my head and swallowed the cum. Do you have a gun? All right, the story could be taking a very sadistic turn here. Do you have a gun? I asked him. Yes, said Joe. Shove it in my vagina. Jim, all right, yes, Sextastic Tuesday. Jim did what I asked. I told him to take off the safety lock and load the gun. He did, and then I told him to squeeze the trigger. Whoa, wait, that could kill you. I knew that. If it went off, it would rip through my cervix to my uterus, through my womb, and to the heart. All right, and is spelled wrong, and heart is spelled wrong there. I told him to pull it all the way back. He did that. It was so fucking good. After 5 minutes, I told him to pull it out. He did that. Then I told him to fuck me. He did. It was so big, the biggest ever, 10 solid inches. After 15 minutes, he told me he was going to come. I noted he shoot 3 load of his scene into me. I'm thinking she meant semen. I left his house and made my way to the burn. My black short shorts were white on the front side, and my bikini top was pretty covered in semen, too. I entered the barn. I started to wash the horse. I got to where his dick was. Upon touching it, it grew. Still horny from my morning fuck, I got an idea. I led the horse to a pen and set up a table. I then moved my way back to the end. The horse instantly moved up to me and mounted me. I looked back at his horse cock. It was at least 15 inches. Shit, I exclaimed before he mounted me. After 5 minutes, he pulled out. He had gotten a fourth in me. No, fuck me more, I yelled at him. The horse won't understand. He's a horse, for Christ's sakes. He then rammed me hard again. Fuck, fuck, yes, fuck me so hard. He pulled out again. He got half in. Then he started again. Oh my fucking God. 11 and a half inches were in me. What the fuck, did she have a ruler or something? Fuck, fuck, I was screaming. Then he rammed me hard. I felt his cock enter my womb. Holy shit, he hit the back of my womb, 13 inches. I passed out. I woke up, and the horse was still there. Horse seed was leaking out of me. I began sucking his dick. I tried to get the whole thing in my throat. After 10 minutes, she has a reserve throat in the back. After 10 minutes, he shot a load into my throat. I couldn't swallow much of it. I got back on the table. He missed my vagina and entered my ass. Oh shit, I screamed. It was so good. But I realized if he got more than half in my ass, it would rip my insides open. Smart girl. I let him get a fourth of the way in and then pushed him off. I walked back home. My black Lululemon shorts were completely white. I had left my top at the barn and my pussy was wrecked. Okay. I laid back on my bed. I knew there would be more horse sex and sex with Joe. I woke up the next day. I was so excited. I wanted to see Joe's burn. He had many interesting animals. He invited me into his house. I asked him what kind of dogs he had. He said he had a Great Dane, a German Shepherd, and a red-bone coon hand. Probably hound. I told him about the horse. Why would you do that? No! You keep that to yourself. I noticed the bulge in my pants. I took off my denim short shorts and my tank top. I told him to anal me. That's a great way of asking for anal sex. Hey, you, anal me. He did exactly that. He got all 10 in my ass. It was great. When we finished, he took me to the basement where his dogs were. I began jacking off the Dane. It was at least 12 inches. Then the German, who was 11 and a half, and the red bone coon hand was at least 10. I couldn't wait. Joe told me that when you fuck a dog, there's a knot, so the seed doesn't leak when he fucks a bitch to impregnate her. I asked if I could get pregnant with a dog. He said, how old is she? 18? What a dumb fucking cunt. Can I get pregnant with the dog cum in me? He said no. The Great Dane was so horny, but I said I had to go. Maybe next time. I went back to my burn. My horse was there. I pulled him up to the table and took off my clothing. I shoved my ass high. He began to fuck my ass. Soon, a half of his dick was in my ass, then 3/4. It hurt. I was crying. I tried to get him out. He was trying to get his cock in me. It would kill me. I pulled his hair. He instantly unmounted me. I was so thankful. Tomorrow, though, there would be more fucking, except with dogs. Remember my Facebook name, please. That's the last line. No, the end, fin, whatever. Just remember my Facebook name, y'all. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for June 22nd, 2010. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. Go to AdamandEve.com, pick out something you like. Boom, you're going to get 50% off just about any one of those many thousands of sex toys, videos, lingerie, lube, condoms, whatever you want. Half off just by using coupon code FREAK. That's FREAK. In addition to getting 50% off these items, you're also going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a special gift. Again, you just have to use coupon code FREAK at checkout. I'm on Adam and Eve right now, checking out some dildos. Whether you're a woman or a guy who wants to get plowed in the asshole, they've got all sorts of stuff. Maybe you don't like the hard dick. May I suggest the Mr. Softy? It's a soft dong. You can get it in blue or pink. Maybe you don't want a full-fledged dildo. They've got something called the Bottoms Up Finger Rammer. It's a little dildo that just wraps around your digit, and you can fuck your ass that way, just by flexing your index finger. If you're a complete social outcast, they even have anime love dolls. We've talked about those on the program. Stuff for guys, stuff for girls. Check them out right now, AdamandEve.com. There's a link on the show notes. Again, that's coupon code FREAK. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. Support the program. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Yesterday, we did an extended show. On Sunday, Corey did a brand new episode of Butt Fudge Sunday. Today, I've got another extended show, like I mentioned at the top of the program. I've got 20 minutes with Joey. Should be fun. If you want to check it out, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And, of course, Thursday's program is going to be exclusive as well. So, yet another reason to sign up. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes. You know, for the last couple years, the Catholic Church has had a bit of an image problem. And that has had a troubling side effect. And that is, little kids now know to stay away from priests' bony pedophile hands. That's not good if you're a kitty fucker, you know what I mean? You don't want children wise to that, so now these priests, in order to continue molesting, have to come up with some tricks. some new moves, if you will. Yes, accounts of plying boys with alcohol, showing them porno, and then molesting them are among the allegations detailed in lawsuits against two former priests in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orlando. A third priest is also accused of raping a boy nearly 35 years ago in Lakeland. Although the victim in that case has not filed a lawsuit against the priest, diocese officials deny the claims, calling them inflammatory and totally false. Wink. I wouldn't be so quick to deny these charges anymore because you always end up looking like a bunch of assholes. Just issue a statement saying that, you're currently looking into these allegations. And if it would make you feel better, we'll just move the priest to another city. Which is what they were doing for a while, right? Like, if there were allegations of molestation or whatever, the Catholic Church would have their own little investigation. For some reason, cops in the real justice system did not need to be involved here. And I guess what would happen is, if things got bad for the priest, meaning that he got caught touching boys, they would just move him to another parish or whatever, like in another state. And the priest probably loves that, all that fresh meat. All right, it's possible the person is a victim of abuse, but not by the priest, said diocese spokeswoman Carol Brunati. In the past 5 years, officials at the Diocese of Orlando have been served with 14 lawsuits alleging sexual abuse of altar boys and other children at the hand of its clergymen. The diocese settled several of those suits, paying victims more than $5 million. The victim in the suit against Vernon F. Erhan is asking for $25 million in damages. Let's not get greedy here. The suit against Richard A. Emerson seeks more than $15,000. Wait a second. I feel bad for the family that filed that lawsuit. Yeah, we want $15,000 for our pain and suffering. We're gonna buy a used Jeep Wrangler with our winnings. Meanwhile, the other lawsuit is asking for more than $25 million in damages. Someone has a shitty lawyer. Both lawsuits were filed in Orange County during the past 2 weeks. Erhan, a former priest at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church, is accused of giving the victim alcohol on a spiritual retreat to a beach in 1970 and then molesting. Oh, this took place a long time ago? Oh, the victim was 14 at the time. Diocese records show Erhan had preached in at least 6 Central Florida parishes and Catholic schools since 1969. 69. Multiple allegations of sexual abuse of minors forced former Bishop Norbert Dorsey, holy shit, there are people named Norbert out there, to remove him from the ministry in 1992. Erhan already has cost the diocese at least $1 million in out-of-court settlements. His last known residence was in Tennessee. Emerson resigned from the church in 2006. He had been serving as a priest in the Diocese of Gary, Indiana. Second story we have for you today is pretty creepy indeed. It involves the AARP and cell phones. The AARP is saying sexting is finally catching on in the 50-plus crowd. I'm gonna rub my hand up your slacks. Weird shit like that. Teenagers aren't the only ones sending racy pictures. Oh, no, not pictures, too. This is a horror news story. Yes, they're sending racy pictures and text messages over their cell phones. Believe it or not, the AARP is saying sexting is catching on with the 50 and up crowd. Debbie Negro, N-I-G-R-O, close enough.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
That's racist, I know. All right, yes, Debbie Nigro, Debbie Nigro is 52 and started getting sext messages a couple of years ago. The world is becoming ageless. Oh, old people can do anything young people can do. Such a lie. Get back to playing canasta and waiting to die, please. Shut your trap, your dry mouth. Old people always have that with their tongue sticking out. Their mouth. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm angry. Don't want old people sexting. The world is becoming ageless. Ageless. There is no expiration date on sexy. Yes, there is. There just isn't, said Nigro, who runs FirstWivesWorld.com, a group she helped create for divorced women. She said, with so many out there, sexting is becoming a lot more popular. Women in particular are crashing that middle-aged stereotype, and divorce, being what it is in the country right now, has half the population out dating right now at a much older age than they'd ever imagine. She said it's a lot more common than one might think, since folks don't run around talking about it. She said it's important not to cross the line of respect, and that sensuous talk is a lot better than blatant sexual messages. But have fun with it. The only difference between being 50 and sexting and being 20 and sexting is you need reading glasses to see what the heck they're saying.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
Again. And let me tell you, if you're sexting pictures of yourself to someone, there's a huge difference between being 50 and 20. Time is a bitch, and I gotta say, gravity is a cunt. It must be very difficult to take camera shots of yourself if you're elderly. Trying to get all of your floppy flapjack tits in the frame, all while trying to avoid any arthritis problems, manipulating that phone with your frozen claw hands. These buttons are so small! I don't even think you can take pictures with the jitterbug phone. All right, yes, this woman's 22-year-old daughter, Alex, is all for it. I think it's fabulous. I think that age is just a number. Even if they're just a mom, everyone deserves to have fun. I don't want to see or hear the text, but she's having fun, and that's okay with me as long as I don't know the specifics. Relationship experts say sexting is not just for singles. It can also spice things up for married couples. You hear that, married people? Go out and find some hot pieces of ass to sext with. What? Oh, they should be sexting each other. Oh, that's... no. That won't work. I want to feel your tongue flicking my tits. Soon as you fix the fucking bathroom cabinet like you've been promising for the past 2 weeks, you fix that first, and then you can flick my tits with your tongue. Also, we're out of creamer. Can you pick some up? Thanks. Final story we have for you today. I always wondered what would happen when mutants started to roam the Earth. Not all of them could have cool special abilities, like Storm being able to control fucking all of the weather in the world, shoot lightning bolts wherever the hell she wants to and stuff, or Cyclops, you know, with his laser beam eyes. Laser beams! For every rogue or gambit, there's probably going to be about 20 of these type of people. A Chinese girl can shit nails. Ta-da! Every time she farts, she gets nailed down to wherever she's sitting. Very scary. Alright, basically what's happening here, a Chinese girl who has been excreting nails for the past month is believed to have been a victim of abuse. No fucking shit. Although, you know, babies are stupid. I could see a kid just, you know, swallowing nails. The 18-month-old infant excreted a final nail on June 18th, and a subsequent x-ray showed no more nails in her body. This all went down in, oh, Jesus Christ, Yulin City. Okay. In northwest China's Shanxi province. The girl excreted more than 20 nails and 5 steel pins over the past 6 weeks, but showed no signs of an ailment, and she ate and drank as usual. And it continued even though she was confined to her hospital bed since early May. Quote, this convinced us the nails had not been accidentally swallowed. X-rays found new nails in the little tot's stomach after every excretion. Starting on June 12th, we put her under strict isolation and banned even her parents from entering her ward. So even when the kid was in the hospital, they were still force-feeding her nails. Now, for the first time in a month, no nail was found in her stomach, and the girl appears perfectly healthy, said Dr. Shen. Shen said he suspected it was a case of intentional injury and has advised hospital authorities to report it to police. Police said they had been closely following media reports of the girl's case and were ready to launch an investigation if there were evidence of abuse. You know, like 20 nails in the toddler's fucking stomach. The little girl's case has aroused widespread attention from the media and health experts. The case has been discussed widely on the internet, where many people suspected it was a case of child abuse. No fucking shit! Some also speculated the abuse was a result of China's deep-rooted preference for male offspring. The Chinese themselves are like little toddlers. Boys are cool, girls drool. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Wackboo Henson. This is Gary the Gore Guile from Sacramento calling again.
Hello.
Just wanted to let you know, I'm trying to do my part and spread the distortion, but I'm getting no takers. Is there an episode you might suggest for somebody who may not be able to handle the shock of a regular episode? You know, to kind of wear down their morality before they listen to a full-blown show with shit slurpers and cum farts and your voicemail line full of people shitting. Anyway, just...
I don't know. I always like to say check out the Distorted Review episodes, because even though there's some more graphic stuff there, I think it gives everyone a good overview of what DV's about. And, you know, some people are just not going to like the program. Look, if you can't handle cum farts, you can't handle DV.
Hey, Jim. John Ratzenberger here. I just finished listening to Sextastic Tuesday, and... yeah, that made about as much sense to me as period piece and taxidermia.
Yes, taxidermia. I'm going to ask Joe about that movie today, because I sort of saw a little overview of it. Joe actually watched the movie, so on the extended show, we're going to discuss that a bit.
What up, Tim? Why are you such a bitch? Maybe you'll whine it when you've got a vagina. Just because I got a small dick and I fucked your dad. Shut the fuck up before I punch you in your keys.
Oh, yes. Oh. The world's worst rapper.
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Scott from our most fucked up state. I'm going to keep this real short and succinct because I know you hate long messages your machine. But I was on Subway on my lunch during break, and I had one of those, you know, you watch too much Distorted View moments. The
Listen.
Woman in front of me had big hair, big eyelids. Everything about her was fake. And she wanted an orange Fanta soda, which I had no idea Subway carried. And the first thing in my mind was T&B. Anyway, yes. Man, have a good weekend. Take soda. Care.
Fanta is pretty good mixed with Dr. Pepper. I've mentioned it many times before, but try it. All right, let's continue on here.
Hey, Tim Haley's comment calling up real quick Ooh. About the mentally right. deficient Prophet of Doom. One of the nice things about being a prophet of doom is that if you prophesy doom long enough and often enough, eventually, mere chance will mean something doom-related happens while you're making your prophecies. Then you can claim that you were right and just ignore
yes.
all the times that you made a prediction that didn't turn out to be real.
It's like those psychics who go on, Montel, that Sylvia Brown that Cheryl Murkowski loves so much. You say enough general bullshit, and of course some of it's going to be true.
Yo, Tim! My friend was gonna leave a fucking fart. He just had this phone right in his fucking ass. And now I'm fucking talking inside of it. But, yeah, this is the Fuzzy Mandridge from Washington.
Hello, Fuzzy Mandridge.
Lunchbox. Lunchbox? Yeah, Lunchbox is here. We're fucking drunk as shit.
Looking at Bunny Crushing.
The Bunny Crushing. We're trying to look for boners, but we can't get no boners off no fucking Bunny Crushing. We need, like, stiff dicks and some black butt, or, I don't know, something.
Press pound. Press pound.
Hey,
I like these guys. Call back whenever you want.
You press
whenever
pound.
You're drunk.
Maybe make it hard. I don't even know. But anyway, do you play video games? I don't know.
Yes, I do. I have an Xbox 360.
And we were wondering if you play video games.
Yeah, fine.
All right. But yes, I do.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Dan. I'm falling in my own juices. I can't get up.
All right. Thank you for that.
Hey, Tim. Your fucktarded ass accidentally did something correct. You on, I'm looking at it right now, June 4th. 2010 reported a story about a something faggish something in Raybrook, New York.
Okay.
A guy on a snowmobile trail who was dressed gay with a mohawk and exposed himself to people.
All right.
I live there. This town is fucked up. There is nothing here. And you were right, and you are more right than the newspaper here.
Of course I am. I'm a very bright boy.
The newspaper only
Smart.
Reported that somebody exposed themselves and they described the car. That was it. You were more in detail than our own local paper.
And I just make shit up.
You described their clothing and their, you know, mohawk,
yes,
that other bullshit that was not reported. Not that you're going to really help with anything, but you described the faggotry of it.
Yes, well, you know, I do what I can to help out.
Timmer, this is a freak from Best Buy. Thanks for playing. Thanks for mentioning me on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Always listener and sideshow member.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you a little bit more, but it was kind of crazy because I was on the phone when, or I was actually on hold. I wasn't talking to someone when you came up to me, but I was on the phone and my friend was there dealing with his stuff, and it was kind of crazy. But yeah, it was good talking to you.
Hey, Tim, it's Captain of Darkness here in Nevada, sideshow member.
Yes.
Hey, I just ran an old person off the road and onto
Bravo.
The
curb.
And I have
You're a DV hero.
One question for you.
Should get some wristbands or something.
When bad stuff happens to old people, does your power grow?
Yes.
Or does your diggy hoard?
And the great thing is, old people are always dying, so my strength is continually being built up.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to let you know I have a bizarre sex term for you. It's called the Charizard. You're doing a hairy girl, you light her crotch on fire, then put out part of it with your cum, then flap your arms loudly yelling, "You don't have enough badges to train me!"
All right, sure, why not? Thank you very much for that bizarre sex term. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's a no God.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. If you are Sideshow members, stick around for an extra 20 minutes of show. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Burgers.